1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during Ramadan, which starts the weekend after next. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What we've had in the last couple of days is a framework agreement, which Israel, an Israeli official telling ABC News, that framework would see roughly 40 hostages being released, maybe the elderly, the sick, possibly female Israeli soldiers. In return, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And according to this official, the IDF might redeploy its troops to different parts of the Gaza Strip, but it would not withdraw its forces completely from Gaza.
There is a meeting today at the White House among the top four congressional leaders, President Biden pressing them to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown. Wild weather across much of the country. A lot of heat waves set. 94 degrees in Dallas, 88 in Oklahoma City. This is ABC News. Family and friends of late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are now saying they are having trouble finding a funeral home. His spokeswoman in an online post saying one place told them they are being barred from working with the Navalny family. Navalny died in prison a week and a half ago. A big deal. Blocked.
Not so fast for the proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC suing to stop the nearly $25 billion deal, arguing in court documents it would stifle competition and cause grocery prices to spike for millions of Americans. Xavier University marketing professor Scott Beck says just the prospect of such a deal spurs interest.
One thing that is really clear, Albertsons is for sale. So if not Kroger, then whom?
If approved, a combined store chain would span 48 states with 700,000 and workers. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And if you've been paying for Netflix through Apple's iTunes, you may be cut off soon. Netflix now forcing anyone still using Apple to pay to switch over and pay Netflix directly. Shiri Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis, will you or your loved one need get the help that they need? You have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wagihau, Civic Media News.
Badgers take on Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Wisconsin on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers trying to climb back into the AP Top 25. Marquette's now ranked 5th in the nation after their wins over DePaul and Xavier. In the Big Ten, the Badgers' Greg Gard says any team can be dangerous right now.
I mean, just look at Ohio State, you know, was left for dead 2 weeks ago. Now they beat Purdue and Michigan State in the span of a week. So the parity, as I keep saying, and is pretty evident, not only, you know, in our league, but across the country.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Reds 8-3 yesterday in Arizona. Tomorrow they'll face the Cubs and Craig Counsell. So many new players on the Brewers roster, but Christian Yelich says,
I definitely think we're going to be a competitive team this year. You know, even when we've been good the last few years, like, no one ever picks us to be good, you know, just because, you know, we're the Brewers and it is what it is.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 64 this afternoon. That high will happen early this afternoon with temperatures dropping a bit by later today. Wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Rain and snow showers tonight, less than an inch of accumulation, our low 17. Tomorrow, sunny 25. We'll bounce back Thursday with sunshine and a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Tuesday on the Devil's Advocates, the Michigan primary is on. Dom and Crute hanging out in Michigan. Tune in 4 to 6.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 706, 35 in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 40 in Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Midwest Restoration offers 24-7 emergency services for its clients and provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, biohazard cleanups, you name it, they'll take care of it for you. They'll be in and out like nothing. They are great for the community. They always contribute to Habitat for Humanity, American Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, local schools and communities. If you need help, give them a call. 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. MWRestoration.com. They will get on their horses and get there as quick as humanly possible.
Great company.
Cool.
Great people.
Great company.
Just all about
wonderful
they
guys.
Check all the boxes.
Yes.
So I want to let our listeners know that coming up Friday morning at 7:20, you guys have a big announcement about some changes coming to the show.
Yes,
that we do.
Yes, we do.
And we're very excited about it, John.
Yes, we are. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. 7:20, we're going to be announcing that. On Friday?
7:20 on Friday?
Friday okay. morning.
Yep. Yeah.
7:20.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
I didn't know you're doing
it's
that.
It's going to be great. Yep. So, yeah, I want to talk to Big Wayne. Two reasons. I want to know if who's right or wrong. Does it take 40 gallons of sap for 1 gallon of syrup? Because he seems like the kind of guy that will know.
He would know.
And there's a huge spread over on him for Beekeeper Magazine or something like that. He's like the featured guy in the state. Wow. I mean, he is so successful with that thing he's got going. It's incredible. I mean, it really and truly is.
All right. I agree. I think I centerfold the whole thing. You said that. He's the guy.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
In fact, that's all he's wearing is the mask in the picture.
I don't know. I don't want to picture that.
Okay.
It's 7:08.
All right.
Jim.
Sorry,
come on.
Jim.
7:08
wow.
in the evening.
I know
maybe,
you're so sensitive all of a sudden, Jim.
In the morning.
Boy, were those, you know, 1975 was my that's, you know,
your
I was
senior year.
Senior year in high school.
Yeah.
I don't remember music being that bad.
What was your prom theme song?
It was dumb. It was, there has
like
to be a
Stairway
morning
to
after.
Heaven?
No.
Oh.
A morning after by
really?
Loreen McGovern.
Yeah.
For the Poseidon Adventure, all these people die.
Yeah.
It's a song about people dying. That was our theme. That was apropos.
But that that just fits in with the music we heard. It's slow.
Yeah.
Kind of not depressing, but just.
I remember I worked at my buddy's bait and tackle shop, mm-hmm. summer of 74. Okay. And you get the radio on all the time.
Right.
And you know how it is, where when you listen to a station all day long, they play the same songs over and over. And a lot of times people complain, but you have to do that because listeners change all the time. You know, the TSL, time spent listening, isn't always so, whatever. But I remember the three songs that were incessant, and it drove me insane. Okay.
Does that mean they were on a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
One was The Night Chicago Died.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Another
don't
one.
Don't play that one, Todd.
Yeah. Another one was Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Billy, don't be hero.
Oh, God, I hate that song, too. Yeah. Okay.
And then the other one was Having My Baby.
Oh, yeah,
those three songs
right?
were on constantly, and it would drive me literally insane. Don't be a fool with your life.
That is, this is stupid.
And then, oh, you know who else was big?
Thanks, Todd.
You know what else was big? Was Bay City Rollers.
Oh, yeah.
Bay City Rollers.
That was all right, though. Wasn't that a little more up?
No, that was still really gummy, syrupy.
Were Saturday Night, right? Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yeah, no, that's all. That's at least.
No,
that's
at least. Still wasn't.
That wasn't all that Having My Baby. At least it was a little more upbeat, right? Got you working on your cars or whatever you're doing. That gets you wrenching.
This was one of those bands, like all the girls were
crazy over.
Right.
And
did they wear kilts or something?
No, they wore bell bottoms, but there was plaid on their jumpsuits or whatever they were wearing at the time.
Yeah.
All right. Out of all the songs we've heard, this is the one that if I was forced to listen, this would be the one.
Still pretty bubblegummy, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that some way you always think back, you know, classic music? Then you hear it, it's like, ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
And are those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
That Grand Funk Railroad, I listened to them a lot.
I loved Grand Funk.
What was that album they had? And it was
E Puribus Funk.
No, Closer to Home. I'm Getting Closer. You know that?
Yeah, but E Puribus Funk was one of their big ones.
That was their big
album?
Remember,
it came in the, like a quarter.
Okay.
You know, the album cover.
Yes, I had that.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody had that.
Yes. That is true.
Yeah, because We're an American Band was just everything.
Yeah.
That song. That was great. I get this. I get a big kick watching Eminem make faces at each other. Yeah, you.
When we were playing the music before.
Yeah.
the sourpuss look on Jim's face every time I play this song.
Yeah, that's just not my stuff. But anyway, that's good.
Dude, how come, you know what, I gotta ask this. You were so musical. You had your barbershop quartet or whatever. How come you never did a band? Could you sing regular music, or did it have to be that barbershop type?
Sing regular music. I don't know that we had, the right guitars. I just wasn't into that. It was more chorus, barbershop.
Okay, okay.
But don't stereotype us. We were talented. Yeah,
I'm not.
You were going to.
I was not.
Yeah, you were.
No, listen to me. Linda, listen to me.
Is that some from a movie that I'm supposed to know?
That's from a thing about 5 or 10 years ago. Hey, remember that? That little boy?
Mm.
It's like, you weren't supposed to eat that cupcake. Linda, listen to me. Linda, you never listen. You never listen, Linda. Linda, you got to find that, Todd. You got to play it.
Working on it.
Oh, that was huge.
What was?
Little boy's like 3 years old. He's talked to his nanny or whoever. Linda.
Oh, hang on one second.
No, it's not a movie. It was just an internet thing. Here you go.
Jeez.
Dad has his toys, and then Matthew has all his toys.
Okay, but I have to yell at you guys.
Linda, listen, Linda. Listen.
Okay, what?
Like everything they do at this house, they can't touch everything at Grandma's house.
I never heard
Linda,
that.
Linda.
Linda, you never listen to me. Linda. Yeah, you remind me of that a little bit. But what I'm saying is this. 99% of the guys I know, if you ask me, I don't care if it's Aerosmith, I don't care how big they're, Motley Crue, whoever, ask them why they wanted to get into a band.
Chick magnet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why would you do something that was almost anti-chick magnet?
Oh, John, don't say that. You don't think barbershoppers with the cummerbund and the bull hats they were lined up.
Do you see them in the lunchroom, the girls, the hot girls that are on Collie? It's like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going watching my boyfriend's barbershop quartet at Gagliano's.
We didn't do Gagliano's. We did like the Lions Club.
That's was it Gagliano's? Night. No, it was from that's that thing you do. Remember? Filippiano's?
Mm.
Filippiano's. So it was the same name as the linebacker for the Oakland Raiders back in the day. Phil Filippiano.
Of course. Wow.
Don't you remember?
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Are you kidding? I'm going to watch my boyfriend's band play at Filippiano's out by the airport.
Mm.
And that was Charlize Theron.
Okay. I don't know that, but we weren't, I don't know, maybe it wasn't as big as Aerosmith, but Look,
maybe it wasn't as big as Aerosmith.
I mean, that's the understatement of the year.
You got to put that one on a promo. Maybe it wasn't as big as Aerosmith. Maybe
but
it was.
Barbershop. Right. There you go. Maybe
what was the name of your band? Did you have a name?
No, just Roncalli Singers was our group that traveled. And no, I think we're just a subset of Roncalli. No, we didn't have a name, branded name. I
How
think
can you not
that.
Have a name?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that.
How would they publicize you?
Right. Well, Barbershop Quartet. We were the only one.
All right.
I guess that tells you something, right?
Did you play?
We didn't play anything. We just, it's a cappella, John. I told you that. It's
no,
just,
but I mean, did you? No.
The pitch pipe.
No, but did you?
Perform?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like at dances and stuff?
Well, not a dance to Barbershop. No, it would be like ladies' night for the church group or if the Roncalli Singers.
Sounds swinging.
Well, it was, you know, little parties, nursing homes, that kind of stuff.
So here's my question. All right, I'm trying to.
Wait, nursing homes and stuff. I'm not saying we're as big as Aerosmith.
And here's my point, and I'm trying to be very, very in the middle on this.
Yeah,
but earlier today, he was calling people who go out looking for treasure.
Yeah.
Basically geeks, right?
Yeah. And straw hats and sandals and black socks. Yeah.
And then now he's sitting here talking about,
how
you know,
cool
singing at the old folks
nursing
home.
Homes. Yeah. How they're chick magnets at nursing homes. Yeah.
Us and Aerosmith. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember being geeky. But then again.
Well,
others may.
You don't know what you don't know, right?
Anyway, wow.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
But.
Can you still sing it? Like, if you get together with your guys, could you still actually do it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like, what song was a big song for you? Because I could pull that up and you could sing your part.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, in the good old summertime, those are barbershop music. Man, that was a long time ago, you guys. That's 35 years ago. But, yeah, we had a list of songs that we'd get out and sing and talk a little bit.
You think I could have sang with you guys?
Nope.
Just with Ozark Mountain Daredevils had the one guy, you know,
the real low guy. Really low.
He just does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
All right. I've got the idea for the,
okay.
the celebration.
For the celebration.
I'm not doing that.
Jim, turn his mic off.
If we have to sit through some sort of ping pong drop for 50 cents off a cone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dollar.
Then you and your group have to come back together and perform at least 30 minutes of entertainment.
I think that'd be
that
huge.
Day, right?
I think that would be a big draw.
I do too.
Okay.
I think that would be quick poll. Quick
not,
poll out
just
there.
Just wait.
Texas
okay, tell you,
people,
I'll make you a
poll.
Deal.
Would you show up at our event to watch Jim and his old barbershop quartet perform?
I haven't talked
yes
to
or
those
no.
guys.
What broke up the band?
It was money.
Yoko Ono.
Drunk. That one guy's girlfriend who wanted to sign the new album cover.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Eagles.
Uh-huh.
No, it's just, okay. Let me give this a little thought. Those guys, I don't even know where they
to
are.
To bring
anymore.
Them out of retirement
no,
would be huge, Jim.
John, I don't even think I'm not even sure. It's been a long, long time. Now, I know our coaches passed on, Sister Cecilia.
What about
which is the patron saint of music, by the way.
What if you got some of your brothers?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
The old songs were sung by Billy Joel.
Billy Joel
can't wait.
Also, they're makeout songs.
Good old songs 20 years
I can sing this
now.
Song.
Let me hear it.
Those songs that are the
Come on, do it, Jim.
Do it, Jim. Contest
do it, Jim.
Well, they're changing the words. It's, you know, make the most of every day. Keep smiling, come what may. These will be the good old days 20 years from now. We'll sing that one. I'll sing that song. I'll sing three songs.
Okay. I'll take it.
Well, wait.
People want it.
Just wait.
How are we doing another poll? Quick poll. Do you want to hear Jim sing at our event?
You've got to give a little.
I like this. We're going to start a quick break.
All right.
We'll be back. Sandra Rank will be joining us. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering, shopping together at Pella? What next?
How about 0% interest for up to 3 years? Or no money down, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain research is biased. Show more details. Conference 2024.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Now, this is great music.
Welcome back, Mono and the Mayor. You know who was big just starting out in 75? Actually, two of the bigs. Bruce Springsteen. He was on the cover of Time and, what was the other one, Newsweek? In the same week, okay? And then the other one was Bob Seger, who was big in Michigan, and we knew about him. He had Kathmandu, He had...
Like a rock.
No, not I came out a little bit later. He had Night Moves.
Oh, yeah.
Which was huge. Those were two. And that just vaulted Bob Seger like you can't believe. Just vaulted him to big things. But it was a big era for these new people coming in. And it's after listening to some of those songs, it's like they were needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seger kind of cashed out though, right? Didn't Chevy buy his Do you remember that interview with him? And came and he offered him, he goes, let me think about that for a second.
Yeah. Because he said, I'd never sell out. I'd never do a commercial. I'd never whatever. He talked about that at his concert at the Rush that one year when he was here.
Yeah.
Probably about, did you go to that one, Todd?
No.
Remember, I sat right in front of Mark Scogan at that one. It would have been 2016, I believe. 15.
Really? He was here that recently?
Yeah. And it was his like farewell tour, but I think he's done some more things ever since then. But he even said that. He said, I'd never sell out. Then they showed me the check or something.
Right. Like,
okay.
Let me think about it for 1 second. So, he got more to thought. But REO, you've seen them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to work with Kevin Cronin's brother, Sean Cronin, did weather for us at one of the TV stations here.
That means nothing to me. Who's
lead singer of REO?
His brother did weather in Green Bay?
Yes.
Wow.
Sean Cronin. He's the weatherman.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yes. I didn't realize they were related.
Yeah.
Totally different body types.
Yes. I think they may have been adopted.
Okay.
Both of them or something like that. Yeah. But we got the poll going. Should Jim sing at the anniversary show? 100% yes.
Okay. John, but I'm not going to do that unless I got to get you to do something. I got to figure out what John. No, that.
No, we will allow you to drop ping pong balls if you do the singing.
I would be willing to sing.
No.
I would be willing to sing a song.
Yeah, I know. That's.
To Sir With Love?
Yeah. I would do that.
I would add that to the show.
I would do that. Those schoolgirl days. No, I could do it. I could do it. There's a lot of songs. I can do Sunday Morning Coming Down. I could do Johnny Cash, Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Maybe that trucker song.
I could do,
that's not really singing. That's more talking.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Talk.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No. You could do this because that's just talking. That's not really.
No, it's not. There's more to it.
Not really.
Todd, you know one thing, though? That was an
quite a range that you can go sharp flat and it still sounds like you're singing that song. So that would be a good one for you.
Why do you do that? Why are you insulting me and trying to make it sound like you're complimenting?
John, I'm looking out for you. I want
people
you to,
have heard me sing before. They like my singing.
I know. Well, I don't know. I think they might be.
Nope. A lot of people like my singing.
Cowboy Dave says, "Heck yeah, I'd be there if the mayor sang." Mary says, "I'd show up for that."
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's
when's the last
away.
Time you performed in public?
Ooh. Well.
Musically.
Oh, musically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last time we sang.
Like 20 years?
Well, my brothers and I would like sing Happy Birthday.
Where you performed for a regular audience?
At the Capitol Theater.
Okay.
Was I mayor then? Probably 20 years ago.
What? Hey, okay, let me just say this. If you can't get the band back together. I'll bet Frank Hermans could do Barbershop. He can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
So what if you had Frank and some of his boys do it?
Yeah.
Would Frank be up for that?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, he needs to be. Well, our guests.
Todd, you get Frank's number real quick?
We'll incorporate our guests into our show, I think.
Yeah. I think that would be big.
Yes.
Okay.
That could be fun.
Okay.
But let me think about some other things first, Johnny.
Okay.
And then I got to get you on stage to do something that the people will enjoy.
Yeah. I could sing Happy Birthday.
Yes.
You could do that.
That you can do that. Yeah. There's a lot of leeway in that
Whiskey
song
in a
too.
Jar. I could sing Whiskey in a Jar.
Never heard of it. Did I?
Metallica, Whiskey in a Jar. Also, was it Thin Lizzy did it first, Todd? I think.
I'll have to look that one up.
I think they did. Yeah. You know Whiskey in a Jar?
Being
drunk and weary, I'm into my Molly's chambers. You know that one?
No,
You don't know that one?
Well, maybe if I heard it in key, I would.
Okay. Well, that was in key. But whatever you say.
Okay.
So anyway, but this is going to happen. We're going to have our anniversary show. 26th.
Of June. 1 year.
Yes.
Mine on the mayor.
If we make it that far.
If we make that. We don't. Right.
We don't know for sure yet.
We have this contract with Civic Media.
It's day to day.
And it's day to day.
Yeah.
But. So far, so good. But,
yeah.
You know, today's another, I don't know about after today, but. Well, all right, so what's coming up here?
We got Sandra Rank coming up here. We're going to talk a whole bunch of things going on in real estate. And
Do you want to text in a question on real
estate?
Yeah,
if anybody's got any questions, because she's great with that. Man. Any kind of questions. I had some people last week. And by the way, thank you for the nice note from Brittany.
Absolutely.
From Nicolay Bank. Sent us a really nice note. Says she's a listener and she really enjoys coming on the show and everything like that.
And we were talking about how infrequently you get handwritten thank you notes.
I mean, always say if you want somebody to leave your life and never hear from them again, do something for them. And then you never hear from them again. It's the weirdest thing. It is the strangest thing. And I always say that it used to be, you know, I told you about that story when I was going to speak to a retired men's club years ago, 80s. And I was sick. I mean, I just woke up with the flu. I mean, the bad flu where you can't fight it type
thing. Oh, yeah.
And I called them. I think I got Larry McCarron to fill in for me. And 2 days later, I still got a card. Dear John, thank you for speaking to our group. You are entertaining and informative.
It's typed like, out.
That
so,
had been,
yeah.
No, it was handwritten. Yeah, really? It had been handwritten ahead of time. Yes. Oh. Yeah.
But I want to echo what you said about Brittany and Brittany on this.
Yes.
A handwritten thank you note.
Is the best.
It is. And it's something
I'm
going to
save that. Come on in. Come on in. Come on
it's here. Something else that, because I just went through this. That's underrated. That can really impact someone's life. Is a sympathy card.
Yeah,
I don't think we send those enough anymore.
No.
I don't. And but anyway, there's just a lot of handwritten stuff that can really work. And a thank you note is awesome.
Or hey, just waltz in here and start yelling
yeah,
stuff
just
at
take
us.
Take over.
Just go ahead. It's fine.
Sandra Rank.
Yeah, she announces her presence with authority.
Yeah.
Good morning. I didn't know you guys were on. Sorry about that.
You look all springy.
I'm feeling it.
You're
feeling
it, right?
Yeah. She actually brought up one of the songs that we had earlier this morning on the top five from 1975.
Keep on rolling, Mississippi moon. Keep on.
I cannot say. Okay, so when we were in the 70s, I was a little. Is this my gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. Young.
Okay. We would sit on the swing set with our neighbors. We had a record player, and we would sing these songs at the top of our lungs.
Absolutely.
It was so much fun. Peter Frampton. You guys didn't talk about Peter Frampton.
Oh, he's great.
Who
is still playing. He does guitar, I think,
now.
He was
here.
That's a memory, too, driving around with the 8-track. Was it Peter Frampton Live?
Yes,
is it
Frampton Peter Frampton Live.
Comes Alive.
Comes Alive.
Yep.
Everybody had that CD.
Yep.
I mean, 8-track.
Everybody had that. He was like one of the hugest of the 70s, I
absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. It was amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing.
But he was also, did something happen with him where he was really, really big and then just disappeared for a few years or
he
something?
He didn't like the spotlight. He hated
is that what it. Was?
He never wanted to be a star. He's a guitar player.
Right.
And he still plays today. He writes songs. That was not his jam. He never intended to be a big star.
And he's bald now, too, right?
Super bald. Cue ball. Yeah.
And he used to have great hair.
Nice. He used to have an afro.
He had hair like me.
He and I
both had the same kind of hair in 1975.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. My sister would have been all over you.
Really?
He was the...
Why does it look like him?
Oh, just the hair.
Just the hair, yeah.
But his picture was on that album.
Yes. Absolutely.
He was in front of a big
tank. Right, the whole thing. Right. Yeah.
Total 70s.
Like John said, everybody had that 8-track or album.
Everybody did, because that was such a new thing. It was a new sound we'd never heard before. And some of the other music was so crappy that he just stood out.
I didn't think it was
so okay. All right.
Sandra Rank is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after this.
Awesome. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during Ramadan, which starts the weekend after next. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What we've had in the last couple of days is a framework agreement, which Israel, an Israeli official telling ABC News, that framework would see roughly 40 hostages being released, maybe the elderly, the sick, possibly female Israeli soldiers. In return, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And according to this official, the IDF might redeploy its troops to different parts of the Gaza Strip, but it would not withdraw its forces completely from Gaza.
There is a meeting today at the White House among the top four congressional leaders, President Biden pressing them to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown. Wild weather across much of the country, a lot of heat waves set, 94 degrees in Dallas, 88 in Oklahoma City. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns a week old Tuesday. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say that wildfire season in Wisconsin is starting early this year, thanks to a lack of snow cover and unusually warm weather. Last week alone, DNR officials say they tracked 15 wildfires that burned around 30 acres. So far this year, they've tracked over 50 fires across the state. The 10-year average during the same period is three fires burning by this point in the year. Most of Wisconsin was under an elevated fire risk on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 64 this afternoon. That high will happen early this afternoon with temperatures dropping a bit by later today. Wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Rain and snow showers tonight. Less than an inch of accumulation. Our low 17 tomorrow. Sunny 25. We'll bounce back Thursday with sunshine and a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of the Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and Sandra Rank joining us. As we mentioned, looking nice and springy.
Yes, I'm into it.
We don't look springy, do we? Do we ever look springy?
Well, no, what do we look? You look wintry.
Wintry. We still look wintry. weathered and wintry.
We also get here at 5:30, so it's more wintry. Yeah.
We never get here at 5:30.
You never do. You come waltzing in.
You never get here at 5:30.
22. Todd, I've been here.
No.
Todd.
Quarter two?
No.
I've been here at quarter two. I left my house at it takes me 4 minutes to get here, so
I'm coming in hot every day.
But how long does it take you to walk?
I longer than that.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I don't come waltzing in at 6:01.
You know, if you wanted to, you could knock out two things with one. You could take Milton, walk him here, let him just lay down here.
Yeah, he would like that.
And then he'd be a star.
Yeah, and walk him home. Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
You could do that. You know, Jack at Bay Title has his dog all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of people do nowadays.
He comes to work all the time.
Oh, yeah, people at the shelter bring there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure, John. I'll work on it. It seems like we're kind of picking on me today a little bit.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm just laughing.
Okay.
What?
Dying laughing because Jim goes to that and I'm thinking to myself, as a kid, if you were his daughter, you knew it was going to get whatever when that came out.
Yeah. So
anyway,
when you were a teenager, did you go to watch other teenagers in barbershop quartets?
That's not a fair question.
That'd be a no.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Right.
That's why.
But had it been there. Would you
probably not.
You don't know that because you don't know that.
I can safely say probably not.
Yep.
I was all about where the guys were.
Well, the barbershop is guys. We went with the sweet Adelines.
Older people were watching the barbershop. I would not be in.
No.
You're not going to win that one with me.
If it would have been, no, I don't think so.
Okay. I know, by God, the ladies loved us. I know this. I know. God is my witness. The chicks dug us. Yes.
Real estate.
So would you come out to watch him do a rebirth?
Okay, I think that'd be hilarious. But I think you should do karaoke. Is it karaoke?
Johnny. Yeah.
You could sing that way.
Okay.
You could have a karaoke machine and you could jam Johnny Cash, whatever, right?
Jim?
Okay, we're getting somewhere now. I just don't want to be as much as I love the spotlight, I don't want to be the only one up there embarrassing myself.
Could Todd do a song?
I think
you
Todd
could do a song.
I got Todd.
All your favorites could be doing a song.
Frank could come out, perform a song.
Yes.
I mean, I think we have It'd enough guests, right?
Yeah. It could be
I
think fun. So too.
Well, we've had a lot of entertainers on our show.
I know.
I mean, if we could line up
keep
a nice,
it rocking.
But I think we're maybe just a couple minutes each because I think we want to get the glam band to do some music for us. And I think they will. I did talk to Dennis, but I haven't. I got to really start drilling this down.
I think you could have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, I'm not a detailed guy, so I like the idea, and I'd like somebody else to do it now.
It could be fun.
And who will that be?
I don't know.
I ain't going to meet
Todd, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Michaels.
I got this great idea. Todd, make it happen.
All right, let's talk about real estate.
Let's talk real estate. So it's still going nuts off there, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Before we start talking, because I don't want to run out of time and forget about this, there is someone that isn't doing really well in the real estate world right now, and I want to send out a prayer for her and just an acknowledgement that her name is Sue Hamer. Anybody who is anybody in real estate, she was such a pioneer in real estate, so well-respected, decades in the business, and she's not doing so hot right now and likely not going to make it. So I just wanted to make sure I acknowledged her because she was really an icon in our industry.
And just a great personality.
That's wonderful
Seidel,
woman.
Right? Didn't she work?
Steve Seidel.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Steve Seidel's sister-in-law.
Right.
Yes.
She worked with him for a little while. A long while.
I mean, she hired me. She was my first. I followed her my entire career.
And like you, she knew that industry. She was all in.
She was at the state level. She did a lot of mediation. She was at the state level. Like I said, she was a pioneer in the field of real estate. She is a wonderful woman. And I just wanted to give her a shout out
because she's amazing. Yep.
Okay. And you know, that is one of those businesses. It's those when you're starting out and people are kind to you because it can be such a competitive business.
It is a competitive business. It can be.
Starting out, it's a little bit intimidating because there's so much you have to know. I mean, there really is.
She was just a solid, solid human being.
That's what I mean. When you have somebody like that, you always remember it.
Yes, always.
Because
she's a mentor of mine. So.
They are not everywhere. Yeah.
And one of the things she said that I've never forgotten it, she said, always leave somewhere better because you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Even like, so I'm in a bathroom and if there's like, there's like tissue on the floor or whatever, I will always pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of Sue Hamer because she always said, everywhere you go, make sure it's better because you were there.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Good for her.
She was a good woman.
Good for her. That's nice. You said
so
that.
Today we're going to talk about multiple offers.
Yes.
And how do you win in a multiple offer situation?
I don't know. I didn't have any clients that did.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. So we had two listings last week. Both had multiple offers. One was $750, had four offers. One was $250 and had 14 offers.
14 offers.
Here's who wins the
in
multiple.
How many days?
Well, that's actually a good question, John. So I'm going to talk about what good agents do, okay? Because I don't want to slam on other kinds of agents. Good agents list properties and give that property time to receive multiple offers. What does that look like? That means you list it on a Wednesday or a Thursday. You have an open house over the weekend and you allow it to be open until, say, Monday noon, Monday, 3 o'clock. You close it Monday noon, Monday, 3 o'clock. Offers are due on, I'll say, Monday at 3. You review the offers Monday evening. So what you don't do is people will say that in the MLS and then they'll be, we accepted an offer. Yeah. The buyer has the discretion to accept an offer. Right. No, what you need to do is make it fair for everybody so they all get a chance and you do what you say you're going to do.
Totally agree.
Okay, so that's number one. So that's how you receive the multiple offers. So once you have the multiple offers, the people that win the offer, I'll tell you both cases in the last two situations, the people that had a very good agent that wrote a thorough offer, didn't miss details, didn't put details in that weren't true. And how you know that they're not true is when you receive these offers, you vet them, we do a spreadsheet, and you look at what's the best. And then you follow up with the lender to make sure it's what it says it is.
Right.
And you would be shocked at people who put things that aren't true on an offer. For instance, I don't need an appraisal. Okay, so when we call the bank and the bank says, well, yes, they need an appraisal, that's deceptive. So now if you don't call the bank and you don't know that, and after the offer, you have to have an appraisal. And there's the difference.
The appraisal isn't as much for the person as it is for the lender.
Right. The lender has to check that box so you get we receive the offer. So anyway, the point is the person that wins the offer is the person that has a very good agent that writes a very thorough offer. Secondly, they are financially qualified to purchase the property. They have the money to purchase the property. So those are the two things that help you win an offer. So
can I just jump
in? Yes.
What are the things that kill an offer? That hurt, that you know, that yours gets put in this pile over here and not looked at again.
So people think it's price, right?
Right.
It's not there are three components to an offer. There's price, there are contingencies, and then there's the closing timeline. So there are more, it's more than just price. So people and the seller has a risk tolerance. So someone that's high risk might take the higher price, but doesn't have as favorable terms.
Gotcha.
Where sellers will take the most solid offer. So the things that make you solid are 20% down, not 3% down. That you've read what's available in the information, that you've checked the inspection. Do you want an inspection? Do you not want an inspection? In multiple offer situations, the least amount of contingency is going to win, meaning you don't have an inspection. You don't have an appraisal. So not everybody can do that or is comfortable with that. But at the end of the day, what people look at are the cleanest offer, the most amount of money, the most solid financially. So what that means to the average buyer is if you're looking at, let's say you're looking at houses, $250,000, you probably should be looking at houses $200,000 or $225,000 because you're going to be in a multiple bid situation that's going to take it up to $250,000. So if $250,000 is your budget, you shouldn't be looking at $250,000. You're not going to win.
So those will be $275,000.
Right. Now a year ago, those would have been $300,000.
Right.
But now they're $275,000. So like in those multiple offers that we had, you know, a year ago, we would have had a $75,000 swing. Now it was really tight. This is a $10,000 swing.
Okay.
So the amount that they're bidding over is getting less, but you have to look at what you can afford. And then you need to get with an agent who knows how to write those offers. Because if you're constantly losing, it's because A, you're not listening to your agent. You're making your agent write an offer, which is ridiculous.
Right.
And then secondly, your agent doesn't know how to write the offer to win.
Okay, let me ask you this in regards to inspection contingencies.
Yes.
Do you feel uncomfortable when somebody says, I'm not going to get an inspection, do you feel uncomfortable?
It's really tricky, right? Yeah. So as an agent, you can't say one way or another. Exactly. That's a decision the buyer makes.
If there is something wrong, yep. if there's mold or something mm-hmm. that they didn't know about.
So that's a decision.
Like my agent told me not to get one.
Well, that's what decision that the buyer has to make. But also good selling agents have their properties inspected prior.
Yeah.
And they're able to provide you an inspection report so you're not going in blind.
Yeah.
But the tricky part for buyers is, do you check that box or do you not check that box, right? And it's up to them to, what they want to do. But when the seller's looking at what they're going to select the cleanest offer because they can. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. And that's the one thing I learned to do when I did sell my own house, that I had an inspection done. You know, I paid for it myself and whatever. So when people come there, you can see it. It's there. Just to take that off the table a little bit.
And I think like most sellers that we would work with want to have a good conscience in selling their property.
Absolutely.
Like, nobody wants to leave somebody holding a bag of crap, right?
Absolutely.
So what about, let's say things, not all things are equal, but let's say they're pretty competitive offers. Would you advise someone to write a letter? You know,
okay,
my kids
that's a really good question.
They walk by that house.
Here's the thing. So if the selling agent did not, like in our listings, we say no love or personal letters at all. We don't accept them. And the reason we don't do that is there are lawsuits all over this country about being buyers selling sewers, buyers suing sellers because of discrimination in the love letters. So we don't even allow them. So, and love letters are really powerful. So it should be based on the facts, not a love letter. So we don't allow them.
Okay, back up. Buyers suing the sellers because they didn't get the house?
Right. All over the country it's happening.
Wow.
Right. That's why you don't see them very often anymore.
But
So the listing agent needs to make sure they put that, because if the listing agent doesn't put that, then a buyer can do that. And that really can sway a seller. Those are really powerful. I've had people make fun. Like, this is back when we were doing them. People make fun of, oh, those letters are so sappy. Whatever. And then they are in the spot and they get one and they are like, whoa. It does have an impact.
Yeah. One of the houses I was selling, it did. And it was about, my daughter just loves this certain room and the so-and-so. And she's so excited. Yeah. Telling her friends about it already. And that, so it did. And it swung the deal for the for the sellers. Because they had kids. They had daughters.
So we look at it as, what are the facts? Like, we judge the offers on the facts, not on emotion.
Interesting.
That is. I don't know that I knew that.
I didn't either, because I thought that was the big trend now.
Because it kind of worked a little bit with us. And it wasn't like, I mean, we love the house, you know, Donna's pregnant, all that kind of stuff. And they liked that. But the other people, it was between us and we were both full price offers. They just thought the house needed something. They weren't as complimentary. So I don't know if that's a love letter. But the album, I would say, is the owners made the decision, because I think the price, they were both full price cash offers. So, you know what I mean? So that comes up to the owner, right? And maybe a little bit.
It's always up to the owner. It's always up to the owner and it's always up to the buyer. And that's what people need to realize. Like, agents are facilitating. We aren't dictating.
Right.
We are educating and facilitating.
Right.
Have you ever taken an offer that was less than a different offer?
All the time.
Oh, you do, huh?
Almost every time.
Because of these other things?
Yes.
The contingencies?
Almost every time.
Okay.
And also the thing is, people can write whatever they
hard,
want.
Is it hard sometimes to convince the seller of
no,
that?
No, okay. Not at all. Okay. Because when you say, this is why, this is why you would look. Actually, we don't convince them to do anything. We're like, here are the facts. This is there's the pros and cons to this offer, pros and cons to this offer. Of course, they're going to go. And that's why when people like totally goat rodeo this and do it on their own, they take the highest offer.
Right.
They're like, oh.
No matter what.
Right. And that usually is 9 times out of 10, not the best offer.
Interesting. I'm learning stuff here just from this today. Wow.
John and I are learning, and we're both.
Yeah, we're both have our license.
We're both
licensed. Learning. It's like, wow,
I didn't know that.
No. Well, no wonder we're doing this instead of doing that.
That's why she's in real estate and we're in radio.
Yeah.
Well, and other agents can write like gap. I'm not going to get too technical, but good agents know how to write those offers, like with gap coverage. These are terms that you would know if you were a buyer or seller. We don't need to get into the weeds with this, but good agents have not tricks, but kind of like methods or things that they can insert in offers that make them stand out with offers where the agent just threw it on the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
There definitely is a strategy.
All right. This is interesting stuff. You can stay with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sandra Rank inside the house with Keller Williams back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor here at 7:50 on a Tuesday morning. 35 degrees in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 40 in Oshkosh, going up to what, the mid-60s today?
It is.
Isn't it amazing?
I love it.
But you know we're going to get just slammed.
Yeah, and then that's going to really suck, because then it's like we're used to this.
Yeah, but you know what? Once we get past February, I can do it.
Yeah.
The days are longer.
I agree.
I'm getting my groove. I agree.
We're getting away in March, which takes a week out of March. And, you know, you get through February, March, and it doesn't last as long,
where
right?
Where are you going?
Away.
Where?
You have to get a sub.
Well, am I coming with you then? No. Family vacation?
No. All right. No, John. Guaranteed.
He won't do anything with me.
John, who took you to the basketball game Friday night?
Okay. Well, I met you there.
I did.
I met you there.
True.
You didn't want to ride together. So, okay.
What is he so worried about?
No.
He likes his personal space.
There's
people that enjoy hanging out with me.
The only time we didn't, the UWGB basketball, the only time I said I didn't want to really be with you was the UWGB men's basketball game on Valentine's Day, because
it was Valentine's Day?
There's a game Valentine's Day, and there were two this weekend.
Okay, get this.
This is true.
Go ahead.
Linda, you never listen to me.
Oh, my God, I love it. Have you seen the actual video?
I've said that many times.
That is Linda, the cutest little kid in the world. And he's, like, so demonstrative. Listen, Linda, you never listen to me. Yes.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
That one's really good, too.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We're going, I had tickets, good seats.
Oh, yeah, get this.
And I didn't, John said, well, I can go.
Two tickets.
I got two tickets because I had nothing to do that night. I can go with you.
It's Valentine's Day. I said, John. What do you have nothing to do on Valentine's Day? You're with your wife.
Well, no, his wife's in Manitowoc, so he's here by himself. And he's like,
but you are with your wife.
It was one of the excuses, but the better one was, everybody knows John, and some people know me, and we would have been on the kiss cam, and I just and I said, John, I am not going to sit next to you, and for fear of what could happen. So
not since Larry McCarron said I couldn't sleep in the same bed with him, even at the far end and above the covers, just in case there was a fire and they found us together. Not since then has somebody come up with a dumber reason that they don't want me hanging out with them. Yeah, so. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, that's a visual.
You really think they would have done that?
I. There's a risk, John, and I'm sure
when you guys go anywhere, you get stopped a million times.
I got to calculate my risks, and that was too much. So anyway, but we went to the game Friday. Well, we didn't go together, but we sat next to each other.
Those guys are doing really well.
Yeah, their best player got hurt though.
Oh, that's
amazing. He's probably the best player in the entire conference, and you could just tell they were out of whack. I mean, I walked in, it was 11-2 after like 2 minutes.
Right.
And it was never closer. That's the closest
They were never in that game. Now, they were in the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
But they were never in that game.
When you lose a guy that's averaging 20 points a game and the offense revolves around him and you lose him, that's tough. But we just had Kevin Borseth on. His team's just doing spectacular.
Oh, man.
I mean, what is it, 85-40 the other day or whatever? They're just
killing
people. Yeah. They do. Doing a great job.
Yes.
What school?
UW Green Bay.
Okay.
The women.
Oh, the women. Okay.
They're flying down to Fort Wayne tonight. They got a big game. They're going to win. And then they come back here, and it's senior night. You know, not senior night. Is that game during the day?
Senior afternoon. Yeah, I think it's 1:00.
1:00 Saturday.
But we're talking, his overall GPA is over 3.6.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, see, John thought it only went up to 3. So it's John, there's a whole nother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you get on your ACT?
Yeah, I did.
God, I can't even remember.
I'm digging mine out because I want to prove that I got a higher ACT.
I do both. ACT, SAT.
23.
Yeah, I think I got 22.
Okay.
God, that's so long. How do you remember that?
Oh, that's...
How would you even dig it out?
That's pretty impactful.
Okay, we've got a text here. I'm a proponent of inspections. Nothing worse than going to a new homeowner's home, finding major electrical issues that would have been picked up in an inspection.
Totally.
Sparky.
Everybody's a proponent of inspections.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
For sure, I agree. But there's the reality of the reality.
Of the competition. Of the competition. Offers.
Yep.
And it's so easy.
That's why as a seller's agent, we advise to have an inspection. So, because that does a couple of things. There are also lawsuits. People, you know, do not want to take responsibility for their decision to buy a house and their decision to not have an inspection.
Yeah.
So if you provide one, that helps, you know, let people know what you're disclosing everything you know. Because you do have a disclosure report that you need to fill out as well.
If you know about it, you're supposed to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's one of those things, too, with some of these people that. And God bless them. They're almost like desperate for a house, though.
Yes, correct.
I mean, it's
super competitive. There aren't as many offers, but it only takes two offers to be competitive.
Right. But it's one of those situations with some of these. That was my worst part in real estate was working with these young couples, look for their first home, a lot of them. And I dealt with a lot of veterans and, you know, and I'd call and they'd see me, hey, John, how we doing? And it's like, we didn't get it. It's
it's a hard call to make.
That's heartbreaking, actually, because they get so excited about it.
It's called buyer fatigue.
Yeah.
People are just like toast. That's why when the interest rates start to come down, you're going to see a lot more people come back into the market, and we just don't have the inventory.
No. And you don't think we ever will, right?
Well, I think it's going to be, it'll be what would create it.
I don't know.
Housing. Right.
Building.
Baby boomers moving. And there's
them giving up their houses,
So the things that would create the inventory are not likely to happen.
That's what I mean.
So it's going to be competitive for quite some time.
Wow.
I had a guy at an open house last week that just went on a jam session with me about how the world's about ready to explode and blah, blah. I was like, dude, you got to do some research. Like, I mean, there's just no inventory. And he's like, why are these sellers expecting these high prices? I'm like, well, because it's supply and demand. Why would they not?
Yeah. I mean, it's like that with everything, though. Try to buy in a used pickup truck these days.
You know,
what they'd cost.
We were traveling. This Jackson and I went on a mother-son hike in
Sedona.
It was really great.
That's great.
But like a thing of animal crackers in the airport was $14.
Oh my God.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like crazy.
Yeah.
Things are expensive now.
Things are expensive.
Yep.
I mean,
and it's not real estate agents' fault that the houses cost what they cost. That's the other thing we get. It's your fault. And I'm like,
You know how much animal crackers are at the Dollar Tree? $1.25.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Buy ahead.
Expire.
You know what? You know what? I sent my granddaughters a big package and they open it over, what do you call it? When you see on the phone.
Or whatever.
FaceTime.
It's FaceTime.
Yeah.
Open it and it was really great.
Yeah, they loved it. It's the thought, right?
$1.25.
Yeah. So anyway, it's very it's a very competitive market. You need to be with a really good agent, and you need to be looking in a category that you can afford. Afford to go over.
Got a quick one here. Text, great conversation this morning. My wife handled everything when we bought our house, so I didn't realize how much was involved. I just signed everything. I can't imagine being emotionally attached to anything other than a person, but there it is.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's true. That's the honest truth.
A lot happens in a house, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, wow.
That's very emotional, and someone like you can step aside from that as a trained realtor.
Right. That's one of our jobs is to take the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
You always bring in good stuff. I always learn something.
Yeah.
She's like the only person that comes in and we learn stuff from.
No. And we're both licensed realtors.
I mean, poor Mark Houston from Bell, and I have to teach him stuff about my body.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, I started running. I ran yesterday.
Did you?
I'm going to do the Bellin. I'm going to walk run the Bellin. I'm saying it publicly.
That's awesome.
If my hip comes around, I'll join you.
Okay. I'm so happy.
Sandra, great having you here. Right. Quiet,
good
Jim.
To be
we
here.
Gotta go. Quiet, Jim. Sandra, great having you here. We got set up. We got to go. We're out. See you. Bye.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business?
Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle. Kern Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.